We're continuing the Shir on the Kutei Halachos, Evan Ezer, Hilchos Kiddushin, Halacha Gimel. We are in the middle of paragraph Gimel. In our versions, it's page 90, the left-hand column, in the middle of the column. Rav Nosson Zal is in the middle of a discussion where he brought up a question that in most places, in all Sfarim, including Rabbeinu Zal Sfarim, the impression that we get is that the most important test of a Jew in this world is dealing with Tikkun HaBris. From when a person is born, they come into the world, the Yetzirah, this is his main mission, to try to be machshil, a person in that area. The Zohar HaKadosh uses the wording Ikra de Yitzra Bisha al Arayin. The main mission of the Yetzirah is in the area of Arayot. This is his main mission. The main test, this is what defines the holiness of a person, etc., etc. And yet there's one place in Sipurei Maaseis, in the story of the Baal Tefillah, where it addresses different groups of people that have different problems. And there, Rabbeinu Zal seems to point out in the story that from every religious problem, it's relatively easy to help a person, except a person who gets sucked into Taivas Momoin, where that's their preoccupation in life, that person is almost impossible to help. It's almost impossible to talk to them about serving Hashem, this, that. They're in a different place. They have a totally different perspective on life. The thing that absorbs them completely. Everything's about the future. The future is making money. The future, the present, and the past is all defined by that. And Rav Nosson Zal started explaining this. And now we're going to go into it much more clearly to understand both of these topics and which is first, which is second, how it works. So first he spoke about different levels of Tikkun HaBris. Ki gam mi shenishmar me'averois, because even a person who is not a tzaddik mamish, but at least he's careful not to cross any lines of actual Iser, violating an Iser Torah. Afal pi she'enoi kodosh uporush koroi. Even though he's not a holy person, he's not a porush, he's not from those people who limit their relationship even with their own wife tremendously, even if he's not, hu gamkein bichlal shmiras habris. That person is still definitely included in the category of being a Shomer HaBris. Kimavur Batoir Ani Hashem Hu Shmi, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 11 on Likut Imran, Ayin Shom, take a look over there. Mavoya, Rabbeinu Zal explains there, Sheyesh Yichuda Ilo V'Yichuda Tato. There are two levels in holiness. There are people who affect the higher level Yichud and people who affect the lower level Yichud. Shehem Bechina Shmira Sabris, Shekolul Mishtei Bechinois. And there Rabbeinu Zal says that both of these Yichudim are tied into the topic of Tikkun HaBris, and yet there are two levels. Ki Yeshmi Shekodosh Vetoher. There are people who are Mamish Tzadikim, great Talmidei Chachamim, who are on a level of holiness and purity, Vizivugoi Bekidusha, Hurak Mi Shabbos LeShabbos. And their holy relationship is conducted once a week, from Shabbos to Shabbos. That's when they interact, the men and the husbands and wives. Zehu Bechinas Yichud Eilo. This is referred to as the upper Yichud, a very high level of holiness, and Shmiras HaBris. V'yeshmi Shezivugoi Gambi Me'achol. However, there are religious, observant Jews who have a relationship even during the weekdays, aval al kol ponim hu beheter al pi haTorah. However, they follow the laws of the Shulchan Aruch by night, cover all the different laws, the guidelines that the Shulchan Aruch sets up in this area. Hu gam kein bechina shmiras habris, and that person is also included in the category of shmiras habris. Their union is a lower level union, but it is still a union of Kedusha. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Yud Aleph, where Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this. And listen to these words now. Ki yesh alfei alofim veribei revovois dargois bebechina shmiras habris. there are thousands and tens of thousands of levels in this area, in the area of Shmiras HaBris. No two people are on the same level, and a person is not on the same level one day than the next day. There are so many different levels. V'chol hachilukim shebein madregois hatzadikim v'ksherim, and all the differences in levels among religious people, sheyesh beineihem alofim v'rivavois madregois adein keitz, whereby, again, we know that there are thousands and tens of thousands of levels. There are people who think that everyone who has a beard is a rabbi, and everyone who has a beard is religious, and everyone who wears a kippah sruga is this time. And it's baloney. It's ridiculous. No two people are on the same level. You know, there's so many, such vast differences. The Torah and Yiddishkeit is so broad that there are so many different things that define, that determine what level a person is on. And yet, Rav Nosson Zal says here that all of these different levels, rubam kikulam hu binyan shmiras habris, the majority of the differences between people in terms of holiness, in terms of religion and Yiddishkeit, and possibly all the difference, is especially in this area, how pure, how people conduct themselves regarding the issues that pertain to men and women. Aval al kol ponim, however, despite all of this, kishe'enoi bal aveira chas v'shalom, so long as a person doesn't cross a major red line, interacting with somebody else's wife, things major isurim, or chas v'shalom when his wife is not clean, hu bechlal shmiras habris, the person is still in the ballpark. They are in the ballpark of shmiras habris. Vafilu im ovar averois mikoidin, and even if a person first learns about this after they have already committed many sins, afilu im ovar mashovar chas v'shalom, even if the person committed whatever sins they committed in this area, afal pikein, despite that, ein lecho dovor she'oimed bifnei atshuva, there is nothing that stands in the way from a person being able to repent, to fix. The Iker HaTshuva, Shomati Mipi Rabbeinu Zal, and one of the most important aspects of tshuva, Rav Nosson Zal says, I heard from my rabbi, is Sheomar, that he said, She Iker HaTshuva Hu Livli Lasois Oid Mashosa, that the most important nekud in tshuva is not to repeat the same sin. Meaning, what do you mean not to the same sin? I'm not going to be in that situation again. Dahainu, this means, in most cases, the Sforim HaKadoshim write, Hashem will create situations and scenarios where the person is going to find themselves in a similar situation or a similar predicament or a similar test that they had previously. Va'achshov, but this time around, the person turns away from the sin, he chooses not to participate, he does not do what he did in the past, zehu ikar hatshuva, that's what really removes the sin from his record completely. Verak ze nikra tshuva, and it's only this that's considered real complete tshuva, when the person knows that Hashem gave him the opportunity to get it totally removed from his record. Kimavura b'likutei tinyana, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 49 in the second half of Likutei Moran. Al kein, therefore, im yaschil me'ato, if the person will begin right now, he won't wait for something to happen, he'll start immediately to try to move away from the wrong things that he was doing and the bad thoughts that he was thinking, and the person will train himself to try to devote as much time and effort as possible to throw himself into learning Torah, davening, and besides the standard tefillos, adding tchinois and bakoshois, tehillim, hispoiridus, other tefillos, v'lo yoshuv oid lechislo, and he will not return to his foolishness, who gam kein bichlal shomrei habris. That person is considered to be in the holy category of those who keep the covenant, that keep the bris. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Nachzor l'inyaneinu. Here he was expounding a little bit. He spoke before about Taivas Momon a little bit. He spoke about Taivas Niyuv. Now he's going to pull it together. She'ikar nisoyin hodom hu betaiva zois shel mishkol. The main test of a Jew in this world is regarding the desire for women, that whole issue. Aval mi she'eino yizoych el amoid bozeh. However, a person who does not succeed in standing up to the test, upoigein babris chas v'sholem, and commits sins in this area, in thought, in speech, in action, azai noifel al yidei zeh letaivas momoin. Then what happens is, this leads him off a cliff, and it leads him to become totally preoccupied and absorbed with money, finances. Shenikro boyer ein mayim boy, which is referred to as a bottomless pit, chas v'shom. She'yev shirli hinotzel mishom, whereby once a person falls into there, it's impossible for the person to be rescued, kiim al yedei shmiras habris, unless the person goes back and fixes the original problem, the issue of shmiras habris. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Zechariah chapter 9, gam at bedam briseich shilachti asiraich miboyer ein boy ein mayim boy, and also you, through the dam bris, I have sent those who are in prison, I've sent them out of the bottomless pit. Now, this is the issue that can push a person into that ditch or help a person get out of that ditch. Kimavur ba'toiro tzivisa tzedek, as Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this tremendously in chapter 23 in Likutei Moran, paragraph Beis. There Rabbeinu Zal shows all the psukim, the gemaras, the Zohar HaKadosh that show how being nichshal in pegam habris leads a person into that ditch of depression, the kind of depression that comes from being totally absorbed and preoccupied with insecurity regarding money, chas v'shom, that whole issue, and that the only way out is by a person really making a whole fresh new start in the area of tikkun habris. Ayin shom, look over there in Torah Chav Gimel, paragraph Beis. U'kishenoifel chas v'shom, v'nishtakeh b'tayves momoim, and once the person falls and does sink into the desire, the preoccupation with money, azai chas v'shalom kimat ofes tikva loitzia misham. Then it's almost impossible to extricate the person from there. V'zeh b'chinas ma'sheve sileil divrei Rabbeinu Zal ba'maisa shel baltfila. And this is what I referred to earlier, what I brought earlier, what Rabbeinu Zal said in the story of the Baal Tefillah. Shomar, he said, Shemi shenoyfe l'tayves momoin, yefsher lo hitziyoy misham. That a person who sinks into that, where the money becomes the most important thing in their life, and they're totally driven and preoccupied by that, it's impossible to get the person out of there. U'mikol ha-tayvois yechoyin lo hitziyah filo mitayves niyuf. Whereas all the other taivas, a person can be influenced and spoken to and advised and guided to get out of it, including pegam habris, including taivas niyuf. Chutz mitayva zoi shel mamayim, with the exception of this issue of money. Ubozeh, and regarding this aspect, garua taivas mamayim gam mitayvas niyuf. Taivas mamayim is worse than taivas niyuf. We mentioned previously, the taivas niyuf, Rabbeinu Zal refers to it in one place as a 15-minute thing. A person's appetite can be satisfied in 15 minutes. Whereas when it comes to money, a person who becomes really, who worships money, and that's what control, it takes control of their life, there's no boundaries. There's nothing, there's never enough, and there's no stopping. And it's day and night, and it's total. Ki taivas momoin hi ikar hanefila shel hodom sheboloi al yedei taivas niyuf. Because this this wrong type of desire and preoccupation with money is the downfall of a person who got there through Taivas Niyav, through Pigama Bris. Hainu meaning, Mi Shaloi His Gabri Al Yitzroi, a person who did not fight his Yetzirah, and he did not succeed against his Yetzirah. Upogam b'taivas niyuf, and he committed major sins in the area of the relationship between men and women. Azai avera goyreres avera. The Gemara says one sin leads the person to the next sin. Ukishe'enoi zoicha lehizgaber loshuv, and if the person doesn't try immediately to repair, to fix the sins in Pigama Bris, azai mapilenoi soy nefila gedoyla. Then he gets a kick, and he gets knocked off the cliff, and he goes down, down, down into that bottomless pit. The hainu shemapilenoi soy letayvas momoin. Venoifel olav oil haparnosa veribui hitztarchusoi. And then suddenly he gets hit with a mountain, where his trying to earn a livelihood starts feeling like it's a mountain on him, a major, major yoke. And he's got so many obligations and so many things that he has to have. And he has to cover this bill and has to do that and has to do that. Uboyim olav tirdois, gedoilois, viegiois, rabois, vedaigois, atsumois, vekas, umachoivois, ubilbulim rabim, beinyin amomoin. And the person starts finding themselves in a situation where they are so busy, they can't, there's no time or anything for anything else. They are totally absorbed and occupied and struggling and worrying and getting nervous and pain, suffering, and all kinds of confusion, all revolving around the topic of money and finances. Bechinas, as the Torah tells us, the curse that Hashem gave to Adam HaRishon as a result of eating from the Eitz HaDa'as, with depression, with sadness, with heaviness, you will eat, you'll earn your livelihood. With sweat and toil, you will have your parnosa. Vinitrat kol yom of chas v'shalom b'tayves momayin. And the person ends up being totally, totally consumed. His whole life is busy only with this. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, mashkimei kum me'acharei sheves oichlei lechem watzovim. People who get up, they get up very early and they go to sleep very late, and they're eating bread of depression, meaning it's totally, they're being driven like slaves. Have to get up early to make, and go, keeping all late hours and everything, and still no happiness, no satisfaction. V'oz kishenitra b'tayves mamoin, oz iefshe lo hitziyo nishamoid, kim al yidei haderech sheyesh lo hagibor hanal. And in the story of the Baal Tefillah there, the Baal Tefillah says that once a person isn't there, it is almost impossible to get them out of it, other than there's one possible way, which is the path of the Gibor, a special path of the Gibor. Im yizke lehiskarev letzadik godoil venoira kozeh, meaning that if the person will be zoicha to come close to a great, an awesome, great tzadik, sheyeda me'aderech hazeh, who knows about this special path, which can even rescue, it can even change the life of a person who has fallen into this deep pit. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to make this much clearer and bring it really down to earth for us. Paragraph Dalet. V'chein anu royim b'chush. Rav Nosson Zal says, we see this in real life. That as long as a person has some boundaries, they're not worshipping money, it's not their total preoccupation, even though this person is involved in all kinds of taivas, he loves to go to restaurants, he loves all kinds of materialistic desires, he like. Still, adayin efshir ledaber imoy beyira shamayim, it is still possible to conduct a conversation with such a person, to talk about Musar, to talk about Yirah Shamayim, davening with Kavana, things like that, ulahamshichoy ulakarvoy l'Hashem Yisborach, to draw the person and bring them close to Hashem, ulahitzioy mitavois of horois, and to pull him out of his evil desires, his anger, his other problems. Avul kevon shenofal v'nishka b'tayves momoin, but those people who have become totally absorbed and preoccupied with money, bifrat kemoy sheshchiach achshav, especially as we see nowadays. Now he's writing this almost 200 years ago. Listen carefully. Shekol echod roitze daiko laharbois tzrochov, that every single person is trying to move the bar higher and higher of what you have to be considered a human being. You have to have two cars. If you don't have two cars, you're nowhere. You can't exist with one car. And you have to have lehisnayeg bederech negidim, to conduct themselves where, again, people who are not on the level yet financially, and yet they're trying to live up, to match the standards of wealthy people. Vafilu aniim ve'evyoinim uktanim b'mayla. And Rav Nosson Zal says, even people who are really poor, low class, not fit, not people who grew up in wealthy neighborhoods, nothing like that, mistaklin b'chol eis lehisnaig b'gedoylois, they're always looking to copy people who are in a different class than them completely, and to go high level. They're not going to buy a regular set of dishes. They're going to look to buy the set that cost five times as much. And malbushim noem, clothing, again, what? I'm not going to buy a shirt. I'm not shopping for a shirt. I'm shopping for a designer shirt. Who buys shirts? You don't buy shirts anymore. It's got to be a designer shirt, or it's got to be a shirt that people are wearing today. I'm not going to buy a regular shirt, a button-down shirt or a polo shirt. That 6,000 years ago, they wore those things. Today, it's got to be something that's in style. Ubedirois v'kelim noem, and also when it comes to a home or any other things, a bicycle, again, once upon a time, you bought a bicycle, now a bicycle's $1,000. The $100 bicycle suddenly went to $1,000 because this is a mountain bike. This is not a regular bike. You see two wheels, but you don't know that besides those two wheels, you don't know what went into the design of those wheels to make sure that this can handle the curves and the etc. So this is the poor people he's talking about, that they start spending in ridiculous, it's unacceptable to buy things normal type. It's got to be things, not the $100 level, the $1,000 level. And how much more so, people who are middle class already, let's not talk about the poor, middle class, people who are earning a decent, a good living. Suddenly, he becomes poorer than he was when he had less. Why? Because again, now if he's looking to get a car, he's not looking to get a car. He wants to know how much is the Lexus, be ridiculous. I'm gonna drive a Volvo, or I'm gonna drive a Pontiac. When everybody, the normal standard in the religious world is just about everybody has a Lexus. If you don't have a Lexus, they know that something's wrong with this family. There's something not right. Either they don't wear tzitzis, or they don't. Somebody's not doing something there. V'loy tizba einoy lo'ilam b'mash yeshloy, and the person's eyes will never be satisfied with what he has. Ki tekev sheyeshloy mea adumim, because the minute he has 100 adumim, let's say that's the equivalent of $10,000, hu misnaig kach. He starts lifting up the standard. He starts showing every kid has to have a cell phone and every this and every that, so that the standard becomes now that he's living on a level of somebody who has more than 20,000 a month. He got to a level, he's earning 10 grand a month. He's doing okay, but but suddenly the standards changed totally. And with the new car that he got, where the payments are not $500 a month anymore, it's $1,000 a month. And this, that, all, suddenly he needs more than 200 adumim. V'mashem yisporach noisen loy 1,000 adumim oyoser. And if Hashem gives this person 1,000 adumim, that suddenly this person changes bracket completely. He's earning 25,000 a month or 30. Humarbe beklei kesef ubeshar hanhogas gedolos. Then again, we got to throw out the other stuff. There's no such thing as silver plate. Everything's got to be real silver. And I'm not going to buy it in a regular silver store. We're going to find out who's got the highest quality silver. Ad sheyesh loy dachkus parnosa lefi daitoy. To the point where suddenly this guy who a couple of years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, was earning 10 grand a month and was comfortable, now he's earning 25,000, 30,000, and is not, there's pressure. There's pressure because he owes over here. He bought this thing on payments and that thing on payments, and the bank, his best friends in the bank, gave him another 2 credit cards. So not only do he and his wife have credit cards, but one of the kids got their own credit card. And it's sort of under control. I mean, every once in a while, an extra $1,000, $2,000 shows up on it. And when the person is asked to give tzedakah, charity, humeshiv miyad, he responds immediately, don't you know that the economy, haven't you heard that things are, the whole economy is down? It's not like what it was before. Businesses that are closing and things are not what they were. People are struggling just to meet their obligations. My obligations, I have all kinds of obligations that I'm struggling to meet that. And the person forgets completely Hashem's great kindness, that he just recently got this raise. He went from 10 grand to 25 grand a month. Or he made a certain business deal where Baruch Hashem, he was matzliach, he earned $250,000, a certain substantial amount of money. And had he put half of that aside for a rainy day, he wouldn't be struggling. But instead, the Yetzirah pushes a person. You have $250,000. That means the bank is willing to give you another $250,000. That means I have $500,000. Now we can go on vacation. If we're going on vacation, we don't have to have this vacation. We don't have to go for the 10 grand one. We can go for the 25 grand vacation and all the different things. Because Rabbi Nosson says majority of people who become wealthy, majority of them have not inherited, are not Rothschild, Reichman. There aren't 100,000 Rothschild families. There are a couple of families like that that are wealthy families where the wealth goes back a couple of hundred years or whatever it is, 100 years, and it's passed down. And the kids grew up in that kind of environment where it was normal and natural for them to know that this is the standard. There's no such thing as living without 2 maids and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But Rav Nosson says that's not the majority. Rak rubam kikulam olu legdula me'anius vedachus. The majority of wealthy people, if you look at the statistics, are people who did not grow up with a gold spoon in their mouth. They know what it is to run a house without a maid. Not without any maid. And they know what it is to shop by themselves. And they know what it is to drive a used car, etc. Because majority of them worked for somebody else. Majority of these people who today have their own businesses, it wasn't always that way. Hashem lifted them up from dirt, from garbage, and Hashem gave them wealth, each and every single one of them, to the degree that Hashem blessed them with. But the person isn't satisfied with that at all. A year ago or 2 years ago, Nidmeloi biatzmoi, it seemed to this person, Shimhoyoloi arba meoi sadumim, that if he had $400,000, hoyo maspik loy moid, he could mamish retire. He could mamish be comfortable, that would cover him for a couple of years. Ki hoyo tzorech lahaskir atzmoi, lenemon umeshores. Because at that time, he wasn't in a position to have his own business whatsoever. He was working, he was an employee, working for somebody else. Oy lehishtatef lemi sheyesh loy rak mosayim. Or he was able to go into a partnership or something like that with somebody who had 200 grand. Ve'achshov yesh loy biatzmoy shnei alof madumim. And now he finds he's in a position that he himself has the 200,000. Vadayan einoy maspikloy, but it's nothing. Leribuy tzrochov shehirbe alatzmoy, based on all the additional obligations that he imposed on himself. He sold the previous house, moved into a bigger house, got rid of the other cars, all new car, all of these moves. Ki'ilu hu noiladim kol zeh, as if he was born with all of this, as if this is really 100% normal and coming to him. Because this is our standard. Ke'ilu chayov tluyim bozeh, and as if his life depends on it. I can't live on any lower standard. You talk to people sometimes who went through this, and they look at you like, you know, if this doesn't go up, I don't know what I'm going to do. And he'll die. He'll jump off a roof. He'll commit suicide because it's not an option to go back. It's not an option to go down, chas v'shalom. Once a person fixed a standard a certain way and forgot that this was a gift from Hashem, forgot that it doesn't have to be this way. V'nidmeloi she'yev sheloi lekameitz b'shum dovor. And it seems to the person that it's impossible for them to lower the standard on anything, to save, to try to go down on any item. Rak bedover echad hu mekameitz. The only thing he can go down on is dahainu b'tzedakah, his tzedakah obligations. There he says, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to give any more. Chas v'shalom. Shekishetoyven oisei l'tzedakah, when people ask him for tzedakah, he responds, tzrochai merubim, my costs are very high, v'parnosa d'chuka achshav, and right now I'm not making the money I was making before. V'lo yoshiv eliboy loy das v'loy tfuna lemor, and the person doesn't stop to think really intelligently and to say adaraba, just the opposite. Me'achar she'tzrochai merubim kol kach, because of the fact that I have so many needs, v'ani nitzrach l'Hashem yisborach b'chol eis v'rega, and I need Hashem more than another guy because of all of my obligations, because of this standard that I've set for myself, my family, I really need Hashem with me. Then if there's anybody that has to give tzedakah, I got to be the first. I got to run to give. Because I need Hashem more. I don't need standard Hashem. I need Lexus Hashem. I need the Hashem who's Syria, who really knows how to give. Because Rav Nosson Lal says, this, every basic religious Jew will admit and recognize shehakoil mehashem yisborach levad, that everything is from Hashem. You hear people saying it, people who are in business and everything, hear constantly Hashem's emits Hashem. I hope Hashem will help us with the deal. All ki loy bekoyach yigbarish. It's not with a person's own physical strength or intelligence that he's going to succeed. Ki elokim shoyfeit. That's a pasuk. The pasuk says Hashem makes the decision to lift this, to lower this one, and to lift that one up. Vein chachma, vein tvuna, vein etza, leneged Hashem, le'soif hoin bi'atzmoy. And there is no amount of intellect or brains or advice or anything that will help a person acquire wealth by himself without Hashem's help. It's impossible for a person to earn a penny without Hashem's great kindness. Ki hu hanoisein koyach ve'etzo laso ischayel v'ashiru suparnoso. Hashem is the one who gives the person the ability and the guidance to acquire wealth and to earn a livelihood. V'hu yisporach tzivo v'hizhir bekama v'kama ashorois. And Hashem has commanded us and warned us with many serious warnings, lochus al dal ve'evyoin, to have pity, to have rachmonus on the people who are really poor, v'loseisloi ba'ayin yofe dei machsoiro yashriyachsoloi, and to give him with a good eye whatever he needs, whatever he's lacking. Kimavur bahatoira, as is written clearly in the Chumash, ubechol hasforim, and in all sforim, goidel malas mitzvah tzedakah, the incredible benefits of the mitzvah tzedakah, sheshkula kechol haTorah kula, that it's considered literally like the entire Torah. If a person gives tzedakah properly, it's like he fulfilled all 613 mitzvahs. V'hivtiach oisanu, and Hashem has guaranteed us, he promised, ki beglal hadovar azeh, because of this thing, because of your charity, you're going to look out for the other person, yivorechecho Hashem alekech, Hashem will bless you. Ukemayisham Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, page 119, aser, be strong, give your 10%, bishvil shetis asher, so that you'll become wealthy. Ve'eich yoez ponov, lekameitz bitzdoko, bishvil hirtzarchusoy horabim shehir balatzmoy. And how does a person have the audacity, the chutzpah, to cut down on the charity, to give less charity, because of all kinds of obligations that he imposed on himself, self-imposed obligations? Ki'ilu hu muchroch al pigzeiras hamelech, as if it's a law, as if the king decreed, liknois margolius v'tachshit en lishtoi, that he has to buy his wife another diamond watch, another diamond ring, uklei kesef harbe, and all kinds of additional silver things, ubegodim harbe miyuchodim loy uleishtoi l'chol banav b'noisov, and an entire wardrobe. Again, it's not a matter of two suits. The norm becomes to have 8 or 10 different suits for each one of the kids. A kid, that's no, and 5, 6 pairs of shoes. There's no such thing as a pair of weekday shoes and Shabbos shoes. That went out of style years ago. There's the red shoes, and there's the blue shoes, and there's the gray shoes, and there's the moccasins, and there's the Nubal, and then there's the 2 or 3 different kinds of sneakers, the ones you wear at night, the ones you wear during the day. Hakoil keminag hanigidim hagdoilim daika. And again, this person who's not a millionaire, who's not a billionaire, and yet he has set a standard for his family like the real wealthy people, sheyeshlohem alof muravavois, people who do have a couple of $1 million, they can afford it, and he has set the standard for his family despite the fact that he's not there yet at all. Valheoni tsoyek bekoil godoil. And when it comes to the poor person, he yells at him, lo maiten, why should I give him? He has an easier life than I do. He isn't sweating like I am. He doesn't put in an 18-hour day like I do. Because you go to the butcher store, who's buying all the chickens? Who's buying the ducks? The poor people, they're the ones who are buying. And other statements like this, which are heard by wealthy people, that they're complaining that the poor people have it too good, they're living in too much luxury. Some of them don't have the chutzpah to actually say it, to verbalize it, but they're thinking it. This is what's going through their mind, that they're looking at the poor guy and they see his wife buying a chicken, and they say, well, I can't believe it. How could they be buying chicken? I thought he's in Kolel. Kolel people, Kolel person buys a chicken? Who ever heard of such a thing? Ve'einehem tzora, kisheroyim shigam heoni chofetz liknois mona yofa al Shabbos. And their eyes, they struggle when they see a poor person who's trying to buy something delicious, l'kavod Shabbos. ומכל שכן, כשרוי צלחו לפעמים בוסר בערב וכיוצא. And for sure, if they see or they find out that a poor person wants to have a piece of chicken one or two nights a week, that kind of thing, oy kesheroy shaoni oy selatzma is a malbush, or he hears that the poor person, he's making a wedding or something and he's buying a jacket, something like that. One second, how can they be doing such a thing? Kayadua kol hainyonim ele hanishmoim mipi kama negidim, as is known, all of this kind of language which is heard from many different wealthy people. Rav Nosson Zal says, oy lohem, oy lenafsham, woe is to them and woe is to their souls. Ki al atzmom eino mistaklim klal, because they don't look at themselves at all. Ki'ilu lohem magia min ha-shamayim al pi ma'aseyim ha-toivim she-yoysif le-ishtoi margolius besach motayim adumim daiko. This, because he thinks that mamish, it's coming to him. Hashem would definitely want him, based on all the good deeds that he's done, to buy his wife a diamond for $200,000, for $20,000. Ulefochois besach hamishim adumim, and if not 20,000, at least minimum $5,000 ring. Ukiyotze boze, v'chein binyan hamalbushim horabim, and also again regarding the loads of clothing, v'dirois, and multiple dwellings. There's no such thing as having one home, a home here and a home there and a home everywhere. Uklebayis and furnishings, shulchanois v'kisois, tables and chairs, umarois gedoilois, and large gigantic mirrors, ukiyotze boze, etc. Kiyesh dvorim harbe marbim hevel, because there's a lot of things that are really not necessary, that are really not critical at all. Val heoni, val ish kosher hoisig batoira, whereas when it comes to the poor person or a religious person who is sitting and studying Torah, who makbid al sheroya shekoina oy for chatiches bosr yotze, he gets upset if he sees that person buying a chicken or buying a piece of meat. Veloy dai sheinoy noisein loitztaka, and not only does he not give that person a penny, af gam hu makbid olav oil misim varnunius, but they add, they petition, they do whatever they can to tax the poor people more, to see to it that the poor people should be paying bigger taxes. At shelefomim noisin huaniim yoiser miashirim, where at times we find out when we do a little auditing and we do a little research, we find out that the poor people are paying more money, more dollars, more taxes than the wealthy people. I just saw yesterday they had a write-up regarding the states, not the federal government, the states. The states, the 50 states in the United States, and they came to the conclusion that New York is second highest of the 50 states in state taxes. California is the only one that pays more, because California has about double or triple the amount of people. But New York is second there, and they were saying the taxes, that 40 days a year, 40 days, a standard person, a person who's middle income person, 40 days of his salary is going just to pay the state tax, not federal, not this, not that, it's, you know, and saying these things. And again, if we analyze, we look, we find that in many cases, the much wealthier people have all kinds of chachmas and ways to evade it and avoid it, etc., etc. Ulefi daitam, and according to these people's opinions, ain't tzrichem litein tzedaka. There's no reason in the world to give charity. The poor people, don't worry, they're taken care of. They have programs, they have things covering their needs. Rakim hoyuroyim eseoni nafuach barov chasashon, if they'd see people in the street looking like Holocaust victims, you know, with the swollen stomachs as if they hadn't eaten for a month or two, oz hoyunisn loy pruta, then they would give him a shekel or a half a dollar, vesach muet moed, a small amount, kedei chiyunoi betzimtzum godel, the minimum that this person needs to exist. Now listen carefully. V'ish bar lo yedo uchesil lo yoven ezois. Rav Nosnal says, but the fools don't understand, they don't know, ki kol tirdoisam ubilbul daitam shel kol oilam, that the whole economic, all the economic crisis going on in the world, all the struggles going on worldwide and locally and everywhere, heinu hashirim, hein habenonim, hein shar hamoim, and the bilbul adas, the struggles and the insecurity and the worry and everything that people go through, whether it's the wealthy people or the middle income, hein shar hamoim, haroit v'nach ramon parnasa begis k'dos v'teres v'yisur and daris rabbi, or the regular people, all of these people who are chasing, who are driven to try to earn a livelihood with tremendous struggle and tirdois, that they're totally, they can never think, they can't sit down and relax, and suffering and worry, kol ze nimshach rak mimenias hatzdoka. The real reason behind all of that struggle and suffering is the fact that people are holding back, they're not giving tzedakah properly. Machmasha'ein noisnin tzedakah berevach ubepizur godol, because they're not giving tzedakah with a free hand. K'moshe kosev, as the pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 112, pizar nosan loevyoinim. He gave to the poor people, pizar means lefazer, to spread it out. Not just a little bit here, but to really spread the wealth. He gave it to the poor people. Tzidkosoy oimedes load. His charity will stand by him permanently, eternally. Ki kol hatirdois, v'chol ha'yisurim, v'chol ha'bilbulim, shel kol ho'ilam, binyonei ha'momoin v'aparnosa, because all the suffering and the confusion and the insecurity that people are experiencing related to finances and parnosa, kol zehu bechinas taivas momoin. All of that goes under this category, this umbrella term of taivas momoin. Again, taivas momoin is the suffering and the excesses and the insecurity and the pain and suffering involved. She'i'ef sher l'shabra, and it is impossible to break out of that, other than through tztoka, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Torah Yud Gimel and Likutim Ran, which this halach is based on, where Rabbeinu Zal quoted the basuk Yivtzor Ruach Nedivim and Yivtzor Ruach Negidim, and he showed that tztoka is the tikkun for taivas momoyim nimsa. So therefore, we observe sheim hayu noisnin tztoka beharchava, that if they would give tztoka in a broad way, they would be removed and they would be saved from being under the curse of having to struggle to earn a livelihood. And they would have a life. They would be able to live. They'd be able to breathe, come home and enjoy their wife and kids, not can't come home until all the kids have to put in extra hours and have to travel and have to kill and have to leave early, all the different things. Ki roiv ha'olam ein lohem chayim klal machmas tirdas hamamayin. Because the majority of the world has no life. They don't enjoy, they don't experience life at all because of the tirdos of money, because of this occupation, this heavy mountain that's on him. Shehu avoydezora klula mikol shivma avoydezoros. Rabbeinu Zal shows elilei kesef, elilei zor. This is an idol which includes in it all 70 idols, the Ra of all 70 nations. Shehu bechinas anpin chashuchen. The Zohar Kodesh refers to it as dark faces, morash choira, bitterness, atzvus, depression, daigois, worries, sitra demoisa, malach hamoves. Shehi mechale chaye hodom, and it destroys the life of the person. V'hoireges esodom mishnei olamois, and it causes him to lose out on life in this world and to lose out on olam haba, because he doesn't have a chance to allocate a couple hours a day for Torah, for tefillah, mitzvahs, because I have to go to work, and I have to work more, and I have to push harder. Kimavura batoira tzivisa tzedek, as Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this in chapter 23 in the Likutei Moran. V'chol tikkun shviras taivas mamoyim, hu al yedei hatzedakah kanal. And the tikkun for all of this is tzedakah. Nimtza, we see therefore, shehanisoyon shel ha'adam, that the main test of a Jew in this world, ho'ikar hu taivas niyuf, is the test of dealing properly in the relationship between men and women, boys and girls. V'taivas mamoin hu nefilo hanimsheches mi pegam taivazois. And taivas mamoin is the pit, is the result of a person who doesn't live up to what they're supposed to in Tikkun HaBris. Then the result, what ends up resulting from that is falling into taivas mamoin. Goram shehu boyer ein mayim boy shemishom yev shalotzeis kim aydei aderah shlagibar anal. We say that's the bottomless pit where a person can only, there's only one way possible to get out of it, which is the special path of the gibor, which in Yitzhak Hashem I hope we'll touch on. As Rabbeinu Zal says clearly in Likutei Moran, chapter 23, that whenever Hashem has made a decision to reject a person, to push him away, to exile him, the exile is that the person falls into taivas momoin. Shehu bechinas shmad. That's like leaving Judaism. That's like joining another. There's Yiddishkeit and there's money. And we see it on the money. It says, in G-O-D we trust. What's the G-O-D? The dollar, the euro. That's the G-O-D. That becomes the substitute. That becomes much more religion. I don't have to go to shul. I don't have to daven with a minion. I don't have to daven, period. I can put on my tefillin quick and throw it off. Because I have this other G-O-D, I have this other, the dalet, that I'm obligated, I have obligations to this. Klula mikol hashiv ma'avodah zorah sheboilam. Rabbeinu Zal says there that this avodah zorah of taivas momoin is koilel all 70 avodah zorahs, all the avodah zorahs of all the nations. K'mo shekosuv shom al posuk, as Rabbeinu Zal writes there in Torah Chav Gimel, on the pasuk, Vayigoresh miponecho oyev, Vayoymer hashmeid, showing that again this shmad, this gerush, this golus comes about as a result of this taiva. V'alkein tzorech odom l'rachim al atzmoi, and therefore a Jew has to have rachmonis on himself, have pity on himself. Ulehisrachik atzmoi ma'oid, milachloik al tzadikim uksheirim amitim, and to distance himself very, very much from those people who are, their battle is against the religious people. Their issue is the Haredim or the religious. That's their battleground. It's no longer Iran or Syria. There's something much more important that we have to address: the religious people, the Torah centers. Kitzorech lehistakel al atzmoi, because the person has to look at themselves. Im yesh loy koyach lach loy al tzadik hazeh, is he really big enough to go up against this tzadik? Ki ulai hu shomer habris yoiser mimenu, because maybe the tzadik he's going up against is stronger, is more religious than him in the area of Tikkun HaBris. Vazai yochoy lahapil oisoy letayvas momoim, and then that tzadik could end up pushing this person off the cliff into taivas momoin, shubchina shmad avodah zorah, where this person suddenly finds himself drowning in financial stuff. We see 3/4 of the politicians are either under arrest, in jail, or under observation for all kinds of financial stuff. Where does that come from? What happened? Well, how come suddenly the courts have not? The answer is sometimes they dig their own graves, they dig their own ditches. People who try to go against religious people, etc., they find themselves suddenly in a pit. Ki yefsher l'shaber taivas momin b'shleimus, ki im b'koyach hatzadik hagodol shehu b'tachlis shmiras habris. Because it is impossible for a Jew to succeed in escaping completely the tentacles of this taivas momoin, to be free from that yoke, that mountain, without coming close to and having the help of the great tzaddik, who is extraordinary, exceptional in Shmiras HaBris. Bebechinas, as Rabbeinu Zal quotes the Gemara, Melach Momoin Choser, that if you want to salt your money, the Gemara says you want to salt something means you want it to last a long time, right? How do you salt money? The Gemara says Choser, by deducting from it, by giving the tzedakah, giving your miser, giving your tzedakah properly, that will secure the rest of your money to make it last a long time. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, melach, melach is salt, which melach refers to tikkun habris. The pasuk says, bris melach olam. Melach is called the covenant. That through melach, through tikkun habris, that's momin choser, that decreases the taivas momin. That decreases that oil, haparnosa, the heaviness. As Rabbeinu Zal really expounds on this and explains this very, very elaborately in chapter 23 in Likutei Moran. Hold it over here.